You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. If you're in South Wales and you'd like to get hands-on with some new technology, Vision Zone 2022 takes place in Swansea in July, and we're joined now by Sarah Kitson from Optilec, who are helping to run the event. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
You are very welcome. Hello.
What can you tell us about the event on July the 21st?
So July 21st is being host to an event called Vision Zone that we do. We do them all throughout the UK and Ireland. This one's being held in Swansea. Obviously on the 21st, as I suggested. It's running from 10 a.m. in the morning till 2 p.m. in the afternoon. And basically what we like to do is, you know, give everybody who has a sight condition or sight loss as much information as possible in their local area. This is obviously for people that are already diagnosed or are newly diagnosed. So basically under one roof, we're trying to bring as many societies, charities, products, technology, just as much information as possible, you know, for anybody to come and learn about what's out there for them.
And what sort of products and technology will be on offer this year?
So we're part of a company called Vispero. We're kind of an umbrella company, so we've got everything from handheld electronic magnifiers, we have desktops, reading machines, we've got optical equipment, we've got software, lighting. So there's lots and lots of products and tech that people can learn about and also gain hands-on experience with if they've not tried anything before. We've got a lot of other exhibitors as well. So we've got the local fire and rescue department come in, and they do things like home starts. So they're going through like hazards in the home for people with sight loss, how to make their homes the safest place possible. We have the local macular society and the macular groups coming as well for anybody who does, you know, suffer with macular degeneration. We also have the local support group, which is Sight Life Wales. They cover the whole of Wales, helping people, you know, with grants and sight loss groups and things they can get involved in and stuff like that. They will be doing a talk at 12 o'clock during the event, just to basically go through things like preventing falls and how to get the best out of what vision, you know, they do have to make the most of it. We've got the local council there, and we've also got guide dogs as well. So obviously they're going to be lovely to meet as well. So we've got a lot going on.
Why do you think it's important to get hands-on when you're buying new technology?
Technology can sometimes be very daunting for people, especially, you know, an older generation that aren't used to kind of dealing with tech a lot. Our kind of tech is very simple. We try and keep things really, really simple for people. We don't want it to be too complicated, but obviously getting their hands-on experience, they can get to grips with how to use them to the best of their benefits with things that they might do on a day-to-day basis, you know, or for hobbies and stuff like that. So it's always good for our specialists to show people so they can opens up to them a whole load of opportunities they might not had, you know, in the very beginning, to give them a bit more independence.
And is there anything new that you're most excited to have demonstrated to people this year?
Oh, gosh, we've got an array of different things that are coming out at the minute. I mean, we're actually a supplier for the Orcam. So there's the Orcam Read, which is basically like a pen size piece of equipment that you can point at things. It will read back to you. There's the Orcam Maya Eye that people would wear on their glasses. It's so clever. It can do things like money recognition. It can do facial recognition. It can tell you who's stood in front of you, how far they are away. So that's a really exciting piece of equipment that we do supply. There's lots of other things, like we've got a piece of equipment called the Compact 10, which is basically like a 10-inch tablet, but it can do distance viewing. It can do, you know, self-viewing. It can do desktop viewing. It can literally do, it can help you with anything, even if you, you know, you want into, our desktop machines can help you have a shave, you know, if you want to get really close up and still be independent in that area. So there's forever new things coming out.
Well, Vision Zone 2022, how can people attend? Do you need to book tickets ahead of time?
Absolutely not. So we're happy that the pandemic is finally out of the way. We're happy to welcome anybody between the hours of 10 and 2. It's free entry. There's no cost. You just drop in whenever you feel like it. There will be refreshments on as well. So come and grab a cup of coffee or a cup of tea or a glass of water. Come and chat to people, listen to the talks. And we're really looking forward to seeing everybody there.
But if people can't attend, how can they find out a bit more about some of the exhibitors?
So if people are unable to attend the event, they can always call us at the office. That's 0800 145 6115. We can offer home demonstrations to people, free home visits. There's no obligation whatsoever. We can talk to them about their site condition. We can go through various items with them. They can try them at home. And obviously, if anybody wants to know any more about the other charities or anything like that, we can always pass their details on and get them talking to them one on one.
And of course, you mentioned that this isn't the only event that you've got planned. What else do you have coming up in terms of demonstrations like this?
Normally, before the pandemic, I would arrange over 400 events a year. So it was pretty heavy. Obviously, that's kind of cut down to half now because we still want to be careful, even though we've been given the clear. But yeah, we've got things. We've got other vision zones that go on all throughout the UK all year round. We also do one-to-one clinics with the local societies as well. So if you do have a local society that you visit, we are sometimes there doing one-on-one appointments. If that's something, you know, you don't want to be at a big event with lots of people around you, you can get a one-to-one appointment with us at the local clinic, at your local society. We do little drop-in days as well with charities and stuff like that. So there's plenty going on.
Well, Sarah Kitson from Optelec, we hope that Vision Zone 2022 is a big success in Swansea. And thanks for speaking to us on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're very welcome. You take care.